oars, sometimes pulling himself erect, but not going anywhere. He had no way through the world in which he was, for a way implies a beginning and an end. All things about him were tangled. All things resisted him. The confusion of his being was impelled to movement by forces for which he knew no name. Terror, hunger, thirst, pain. Through the dark forest of things he blundered in silence, till the night stopped him, a greater force. But when the light began again, he groped on. When he broke out into the sudden broad sunlight of the clearing, he rose upright and stood a moment. Then he put his hands over his eyes and cried out aloud. Weaving at her loom in the sunlit garden, Parth saw him at the forest's edge. She called to the others with a quick beat of her mind. But she feared nothing, and by the time the others came out of the house, she had gone across the clearing to the uncouth figure that crouched among the high, ripe grasses. As they approached, they saw her put her hand on his shoulder.